Okay.
All right.
Are we ready to do this?
We doing it?
Are we doing it?
Are we doing episode one? Official episode one, Future Bachelor. Welcome back, everyone. I am Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And this is our podcast. It's, you know, pretty much a show after the show of The Bachelor and all the adjacent shows and everything we want to talk about. So, not going to lie, I'm had a drink or two before this one, so it might be a little bit more live. I may be a little bit more louder, and I hope I am. But so, episode one, we're back.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about it in episode zero about Ari being really like flip coin choice or something like that. And they finally,
neither of us watched Ari originally.
Like I said, I started on the Chris Soul season. So.
And I started on Desiree's season, which was a couple
after that.
Before.
So, you know, maybe for fun in the future, you might do like a rewatch of that Emily season. But
just to see that, you know, that
how he lost.
Yeah, and just to see what he looked like then, and also like the fashion. I saw clips of it in this one, and she was wearing knee high boots with.
Yeah, and it looked like his hair wasn't as gray.
Well, because that's what aging does.
5 years, damn. I hope. No, my hair means too much to me. Shit. I want to be a silver fox, hopefully.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know, I hope you enjoyed episode zero of the podcast. If you are still with us, thank you for staying
with us.
Bless you. We didn't, you know, talk your ear off or just annoy you or something like that. And hopefully you love us just as much as we love you. So today we're here with the official first episode of our recaps of The Bachelor show, and we're back with Ari Leyendyke Jr.
I don't even try to say his last name, like, good for you.
I wrote it out phonetically, is that what
you're
saying?
That's phonetically, yeah.
Yeah, so Leyendyke Jr. He is a...
isn't he like from the Ukraine or something?
No, it's Dutch.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good. We'll get into that later when someone tries to call him handsome in the language and completely jacks it up.
Oh, but that's right. That's right.
He's apparently the son of an actually good race car driver. No offense, Ari, if you ever want to be on the show. I've never seen you race.
I don't really know like where you rank.
But pretty much, so be prepared for a lot of car and racing
entrances.
Yeah, well, just like puns and themes. A lot of it, you'll if you've seen the first episode, you know what it's all about. Yeah. So. Let's get right into it. Pretty much we start with the intro.
Oh my god, it was like so dramatic. It's yeah. like we get it, he's a race car driver, he's starting on a new track.
The funny part was, it's like I have my notes right here. It's like the show begins with a race car montage.
See, yeah, my notes are not that nice. Yeah. Mine are LOL at this slow ass race car montage.
I kind of immediately laughed with him being like, this is gonna be the most important race of my life.
No, I was like, we're here.
But what is he racing to? It's like all the other girls are the ones actually in the race, right?
Yeah, I guess he's race at yeah,
he's like if like Donald,
it's a bad metaphor. He
said
in
the last
job.
Podcast I want to talk about Donald Trump or like any of that stuff. If like Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were the girls, presidency is Ari, right? They're racing to so that pun doesn't really
technically
work.
Technically he's the prize in this situation, but
hopefully
I guess
people
he
understood what I was saying.
Whatever.
Enough Trump talk.
Why do you keep doing this?
I don't know why. I say I don't, but it's just like one of those things.
So it's political climate, guys.
No. The recap of Emily Maynard's season, which was season 8 back in 2012, she ended up picking Jeff Holmes.
Yeah.
Jeff with one F.
One F. And they like... Were
I bet you he says that all the time. Jeff with one
Jeff
F.
Jeff with an F. Yeah. And I think they're only engaged for like not even a year.
That's pretty typical in Bachelor world. But,
I mean, that's not... They're trying to find true love, Sai, so...
But this guy is known for not just racing, but for what?
Kissing!
I'm gonna let you take the reins.
Okay,
so... I've heard the same thing about me, too.
So, like, Chris Harrison is all like, yeah, he's known as one of the best kissers of all time here on Bachelor. And, like, I have a big thing. Since I started watching this show, honestly, I have a really hard time watching some of these people kiss because they're bad kissers. Like, I...
But what if you were under the microscope? Do you think you'd
I'm a damn
pass?
Good kisser, Sai. So, like, I think...
Okay.
So, like, I don't know. I think... But I just, like, so I'm really critical of it. So, I'm definitely watching the season to see his kissing style. He seems, like, really... He was really going in that little montage from Emily's season. He was like very smooth about it. He like put her up against a wall and shit. Girls love
that. That's the one that I heard.
Girls love that
the most was the whole wall kissing. Apparently he's really hyped up before the season. So I'm expecting to see some hot lips.
Yes.
Well, speaking of the kissing, we'll get into that a little bit more later because it looks like he's really trying to live up to that in the future kisses we see on this episode.
Yeah, so. Hell yeah, already. Yeah, he hits him hard.
Oh, he hits him real hard. So it really goes into like a breakup scene where Ari hops in the SUV like, deuces. Right? She's like, hey.
Ari.
Yeah, he's like, no. She's like crying. Don't say anything. He just walks in.
Kind of good for him.
Yeah. We briefly talked about it in the last episode, but what is the story between that exit and Howie's the Bachelor now? Do you know any of that?
I
know a little bit the fact that, like, I think just like other seasons where they have an idea of who's going to be the next Bachelor, who was giving him the advice at first? It was Sean Lowe.
Yeah, Sean. Everybody, he's like a well-known, well-loved.
They were just from the same season, right?
Yeah,
that same season.
He's like what a lot of people consider is like one of the OG good.
Well, he's
bachelors.
One of the few that actually got married and
like has a
married.
Really cute kid.
They have a second kid on the way coming.
Yeah,
I
was really hyped by all the cute kid content that this episode had. They did a lot of like just zooming in on the cute kid, and I was like,
if we're talking about cute, I thought it was pretty funny when he's pretending to, I think his kid's name is Sammy or something like that, but he's behind a baby, like, talking. like, Ari, are you ready to be the Bachelor? I thought it was pretty funny. He's getting some advice from his fellow his season alumni, Sean Lowe, who is also married to
Catherine.
I'm not going to attempt to say the hyphenated version of her name, but I think she's Filipino, right?
Yeah.
Actually, my ex told me that because she's Filipino, too. Shout out. they can tell me I'm drinking. So now racing is not just a job, but it's kind of a hobby because he's gotten into real estate, right?
Yeah, because I mean...
Which is kind of a theme with a couple of these girls that are
coming
which up.
I was kind of like, okay, did all these girls see that Ari... was the person, and then they're all like, okay, / did the producers be like, let's find a lot of real estate or like kind of peeps,
or like, let's go and get our license today so we can say we have something in common.
I know, because one of them is like a real estate assistant, which like, what the fuck does that even mean?
I don't.
And she was all like talking about how she was about to get her certification, like that's what she was saying.
Are we talking about Chelsea?
Yes, we're talking about Chelsea.
We'll get right into Chelsea because
I mean,
I have a lot to say
first,
about her.
So let's just start off with her,
well,
right? She's
right.
The first gal.
Yeah, I guess we can. Before we get into Chelsea, we have Chris Harrison really pushing on us that this guy is a babe. He's like,
he's
guy makes
total
money.
Stud.
The whole package. He says he's arguably the best kisser in The Bachelor
stud
has ever seen.
Was just a used by everybody. Like it was used by all the contestants.
I feel like that's
used
a safe word to be like, he's hot.
He's hot and also like accomplished.
Stud.
I feel like a
stud is
he's hot but charismatic.
That's a pretty good breakdown of the word stud.
I try.
we get a first look at like about 9 women in the beginning, and they're pretty long intros for each girl.
Yeah, I know. It's
which always... I didn't mind because off the bat, we start off with none else than Chelsea, 29 years old from Portland, Maine, single mom.
Single mom, making some
first impression
PB&Js.
Of her. No pun intended. But first impression of Chelsea, what'd you think of her? You thought she was a nice girl, a good girl?
First impression of her, she seemed kind of bland and she kept pushing the whole like, I want to find a dad. Like my note on her was like, she's looking for a daddy.
Daddy?
Because like she's
Zaddy.
No.
Oh, daddy.
She's looking for like.
No.
No. She's looking
I'll stop
for.
Stop using that word.
I love that word. But okay, she's Zaddy. Looking for a father. For She's really looking for that good male role model for her son and like whatever. Good for her to do that, but I don't know. It was just like,
My impression off the bat, I knew she was going to be pinned as the villain. The reason why is because, she reminded me of Olivia from Ben's season.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't she kind of look like her? And not only that, but like...
Olivia has a podcast too. I think
does she really? Yeah, I mean, I've heard her in a couple different podcasts, and she's kind of come full circle. Like,
good for her.
I mean, you can't really hate on those people. If I was on The Bachelor, I think I'd be like that too. Maybe less villainy because I'm like, I just like a lot of people. You know
I know.
What I'm
well,
I'd with, be like the guy that everyone wants to be friends with.
Yeah, the thing with Chelsea is that she just like her logic, I feel like, is lacking. She just like throws out, you know, how she has a son and how that should give her more reason to do stuff. And like, I get it.
Her
like,
tactic, though, is a lot different than I've seen in the past, where people think that's like a bad thing or something, you know, where they're like, you know, I have a kid. Like, she, her way of like doing it is like different. Like, and
well, and I think that has something to do with how Ari's older and looking for that in his life. Like, he's looking.
Yeah, she mentioned something like where he said that in the when Emily season.
He's looking to settle down, and I think there's a little bit of foreshadowing, like even with his talk with Sean Lowe and Catherine about, you know, like, oh yeah, he's looking to settle down, potentially have kids sometime soon. You know, he's seen a lot of his friends getting married and having kids. So I feel like
his little brother.
Yeah. And I feel like that is kind of why, you know, she gets a lot of airtime, is because like she is what seems, based on like what brief glimpse we get of him, seems like, you know.
Yeah.
What would make sense?
Well, I will say that
out of a lot of flavor,
out of all the bachelors so far that I've seen, he seems to be the most sincere.
I agree.
Regardless of like any like stuff that I've heard about his past and like weird tweets and young girls and stuff like that.
I agree. Like, I feel like I was not looking forward to this season at first because I was like, I don't know who this is. He's old. Mm-hmm. He seems kind of like lame. But I feel like watching him, yeah, he's in there. He knows the game. He's not like Nick where he like knows the game.
Yeah.
But he's in there. He knows the game, but he's like not,
he's not like one of those influencers and stuff.
Yeah, he's pre like gummy, you know, hair gummy and tummy tea generation.
Yeah, I feel you.
Of like, bachelor people.
Beach body workouts. And
yeah,
all that
no,
stuff.
He's pre that generation. So I think there's something a little bit more pure about him. Which,
all right. I mean, I guess only the future will tell.
Yeah.
Moving along, we actually got Caroline next, who's
an actual realtor.
Yeah. Well, I have written down here, she sold $5 million in less than a year, so she's got to
like,
be good.
She's like, I'm really good at my job. And I was like, all right, girl. All right,
yeah, well, you got a job. So, well, she's from Florida, so shout out Florida girl. To be honest, I'm not going to lie, I think she's my favorite so far.
She's really pretty. She seemed to have like a good personality. I kind of hated in her little first look how she kept touching that
the
couple's
baby's
head. Okay, I was like, okay, first of all, who's this random couple? And why
they deserve it because they were like, do you have a kid? They're like, wait. I gotta have a boyfriend first.
I mean, like, you know, that's all planned.
Do you think that's like her friend planning?
I kind of think so, but like, she kept touching the baby's head. Like, that's weird.
I noticed that on my second watch. I was like, why is she touching that baby's head?
I literally wrote, I was like, why does she keep touching this baby's head?
Because, I'm glad you wrote that notes like that, because that's exactly like things I saw on the show.
My notes are wild, but like, she, I don't know. And I'm like, really, $5 million within your first? Okay.
Hey, keep going, Veronica, because I'm going to make sure we got the video on this. Hey, we're recording.
But I think she seems fun, and I feel like she's going to get far.
I mean, like I said, we have more to talk about a lot of these girls moving forward in the show. But up next, we got Mikkel.
Mikkel.
23-year-old from Orem, Utah, if that's how you say it, Orem.
I think
photographer.
It's funny because, okay, so I was reading this funny article on Racked about rating the girls via like going out top, which is like the shirt they're wearing in their little like headshot.
Yeah.
And she's rated lowest, like not best top, but like worst top, because she's just wearing a white shirt in her little headshot, and it talks about her looking like a Elsa birthday party like lookalike. And I think
she
it's
does
funny.
Have some blonde hair.
She's pretty, but I think it's funny because when she gets there, she shows up and she like rides up in the race car and
in
like
the Elsa dress.
Whips out looking all fine, does the hair flip, and all the girls are like, damn. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, she worked it, because yeah, she looks like any other basic white girl. And like, even her first opening part where she's all like, I'm a photographer, and like she's like, yeah, work it. And I'm like, okay, you're not, these can't be good photos.
Well, I heard a rumor that she's actually been married before, like recently.
She's
married.
Young.
Yeah, she is.
She's 23.
But I heard that she has been married, so I might be wrong. Didn't really research that before the show. Like I said, a couple drinks, just shouting out anything I want to say. But moving on, we have Anisha. We got our first black girl. She's 30, Anderson.
She's a nurse.
Orthopedic nurse. She loves blood.
Yeah, she had this weird shot, like as she's talking about her little voiceovers, her talking about how much she loves like adrenaline and blood. And
the more blood,
the
better for me, quote.
But like during the voiceover of that, she's literally bending down by some geese.
geese.
Like some geese.
Not just one goose, but geese.
And I'm like, why is this the B-roll shot for this? Like, this is random.
I don't know why my notes, I say very skinny with big boobs.
I'm not surprised. This is a male gaze, folks. This is where we're
I can't
at.
Be the only one I noticed.
I mean,
can't
you're
the only one I noticed. Next, we got Tia, 26, from where?
She's from Wiener, Arkansas. And like, okay, there must be this thing because she's friends with Raven, uh-huh. who is, you know, a fan fave. There must be this thing, though. If you live in like bumfuck nowhere, Arkansas, you have to have this like middle part, beautiful, wavy, like brownish or black hair. Because her, like when they had the little scene of her with Raven, and I think it's supposed to be her boutique. I think she owns a little boutique.
Gray Suede.
Yeah. Okay.
Shout
first
out to
of
Gray
all,
Suede.
Like,
Raven, come on the podcast.
Yeah, but she's in there, and like they're standing next to each other, and they look so damn similar.
Yeah. No. I mean,
like,
I
is
pretty
that a
much
thing?
Think,
is that like all you do when you're in middle of nowhere, Arkansas? Is like perfectly coif your hair.
I feel like I had this weird feeling that they wanted Raven to be a bachelorette. Like
they
I
did because like, she's charismatic.
And who's she seeing now?
She's dating
dude from Bachelor in Paradise she hooked up with.
Yeah, what is his name?
Whatever. Dude, sorry. but I have her under Raven clone. You know, but it was cool to see Raven again. One of the things I wrote down in my notes here, she's like, when she's telling her why she'd be perfect for the show,
you're
she's
so likable.
You're so likable. If I wrote it down as likable, because that's exactly how it sounded to me. You're so likable.
Yeah,
and she loves to be shooting, mudding, fishing.
I know,
like
they
Raven,
had to show
so.
The, you know, requisite shots of her, like, in a random huge field with her, like, daddy.
Yeah, in front
with
of
her
some,
pops.
Like, tractor or something.
Tractor, like, all
I did
that
think
stuff.
It was cute, though. She was behind a sign. She's like, I don't know. This is just awkward.
I know. Wiener. And yeah. She gave him
yeah,
a
well,
little...
we'll get there. We'll get to all that good stuff. We got Kendall, 26, from L.A., California. And is she weird?
Okay, she's weird. Okay, I feel bad, though. So I do a bracket. I talked about this in episode 0,
yep.
How I do a bracket with my friends. And I kind of have her... I had her before... Like, I originally looked at, like, some of the rankings and stuff about them. But then when I did the bracket, I was doing it, like, while I was waiting for my flight back to Atlanta from Chicago,
mm-hmm.
And I like was doing it very last minute, and I totally like forgot some of the weird parts about her, like the taxidermy.
Yeah,
and like I kind of had her going.
Do you think
far.
That place was like something she owned, or she was just like walking
know.
Through a taxidermy museum?
I don't
or
know
something?
Because it's huge. Like she can't own all that unless she's like weirdly rich and owns just a giant.
Or her family probably owns it. Yeah. They didn't really go into it, and that's what's weird about the show is that they do that type of stuff, and you're just like, what?
Yeah, but I just had this weird feeling when I was like looking at her picture and stuff that I put her going pretty far in my bracket. I may be screwed. I feel like this is not the season for me in my bracket just because, like, I don't know Ari. Usually I can tell because I've watched the past couple seasons or, like, whatever. And
would
like,
you put Rachel in your bracket for The Bachelorette? Just quick off the top.
Like, when I was watching next season?
Yeah. Before, I mean, don't you have to create
yeah.
the bracket? You would
no,
have?
Yeah. I had Rachel going really far. Like,
really?
I won Nick's season, as I said in episode 0. During Nick's
that's
season,
right,
that was
right.
the bracket I won.
Okay, okay.
So, like, so usually if I know, and, like, I knew Nick, you know, like, mm-hmm. I'd watched him through multiple shows. And
the
like,
way you said you knew Nick.
I loved him. I, like, low-key almost, like, stalked his workplace in yeah. Chicago. It's
we
fun.
Got it. We'll maybe post that picture you took of him on social
no, we
media
should
later on
the
Future
that.
Bachelor account. But, yeah, she ends up playing a ukulele in a tree. To a stuffed animal. But I will say these two things about Kendall. She did look really cute in the intro. And when she was playing to that, what, Juan? She was playing to the stuffed seal in the tree. But yeah. the line that made me actually laugh that was pretty funny was she's like, we'll be together till my life ends because you're already dead.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved it. No, I think she's weird, but like, I think they're trying to make her seem even weirder. But then when she was like actually like interacting with the other girls, like, and after she like walked in and everything, she didn't seem that weird. I think they just were like, let's
I think
show
she was probably intimidated by it because the girls yeah. are really pretty this season.
I know. What the hell?
And if anyone else notices, when she plays that ukulele, she always be clapping her nails on the thing. I'm just like, you'll notice it now. But
now I will. You know, it's such a like musician thing.
Yeah, it's just like, yo, if you're gonna play the ukulele, just trim the nails. That's a but we got next, one of my faves too. You know, we got Becca M. And they don't tell us her age.
They don't tell us her age, which makes me feel iffy. And I feel like they keep saying stuff in the little preview about her being young, but I'm like, how young can she be?
What is your guess?
I think you have to be 21 to be on the show.
I think she's under 21. I think she might be like 19.
I'm just feeling weird 20. Because like the fact that there's like people like on the show.
She might turn 21 on the show.
Yeah, I feel like I just don't like that there's people on the show that are like younger than me because like I'd be pretty young dating a 36 year old.
True. Is you that know? How old he is?
He's yeah, 36? He's 36. Damn. Like think about like a 23 year old and a 36 year old. You're at such different parts of your life. Like why would you want to be getting, married?
From personal experience, that's very true.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Same.
But I've never seen a girl with short hair like you have.
Hey.
People on the podcast, you know, Veronica has short hair too.
Rapping
but I haven't seen short hair on the show.
No, not that short. I've seen like bobs and stuff. But I've never seen...
Which is like chin length?
Like about chin.
Okay.
Yeah, like but I've never seen someone with like a pixie. And she looks like a little pixie.
Mm-hmm.
And is she even when she hopped out of the car, she's like wearing like a little green dress.
I'm trying to like think of like what she reminds me of. She reminds me of like two, like a, like not like a Demi Moore. Have you ever seen like a Blank Check? Is it Blank Check? Yeah, Blank Check. There is the girl that he like falls in love with. She ends up being like the FBI agent. And if anybody is a big fan of old school movies, Blank Check, look at it. She reminds me of that girl. Classic, short hair, beautiful.
Yeah, she's just
very,
a very
pretty
like,
face
yeah.
and natural. Like, but she's a nanny. She loves to rock climb. And yeah. So we'll get into more about Becca later. To round out the rest of the long previews in the beginning, we have
Marique.
And I hate that I can't pronounce that because she's Indian and I'm
yeah,
also
50%
Indian.
Get it
we established I was Colombian in the last one, but I'm also Indian. And
yeah, you're just a whole mix of
yeah,
fun.
So I got a lot to, you know, relate to all these girls here. But she's 27 from Salt Lake City, Utah. She owns an Indian restaurant
with
her mom.
I love how she's a part Indian. But like when she walks in, like her mom's like doing all this work. I'm like... Yeah. Are you like a Raquel from like the season with Nick where like Raquel was like a business owner, but she was really honestly just like a heiress.
Yeah. It's like she's going to get that restaurant when her parents pass.
Yeah. I was like, what work do you do, Marique? Besides, you know, do some boxing.
I did think
in
it was
field.
Interesting that she was boxing for so long, like, and in the park. But she ends with, I hope Ari is ready for my spice because he better be.
You know, they had to do that. That's the typical, like, this is like the, like, okay, let's have some.
They will, if I'm the future bachelor, they will never get me to do all these Indian puns.
The Indian puns, it's the diversity thing. Like, I mean, they really milked. Like when Rachel was the bachelorette, they milked any opportunity to do chocolate and all that stuff. And with her, I think they're like, oh, we haven't had like really that many. Like
I just hate it because it's like they like really built her up to be like this business owner and blah blah blah.
And it's like, and they have to reduce her to just being, you know, a stereotype. That's
I couldn't help but
I have so many issues with how they treat, like, you know, their little diversity, but we'll get to later a little thing that I actually did like.
Yeah, she actually is not the only Indian girl because there was another one that.
What's her name? Olivia? Is she Indian?
What's Olivia? I don't know. She gets sent home because they.
Yeah, then it's Olivia.
But we'll get to that later. Yeah. We got Crystal 29 last, San Diego. Online fitness coach, and she talks like this.
Her voice is like almost annoyingly soothing.
Yeah,
like it's
I almost thought that she's like a smoker. Or
something. It was just so like, I don't even know.
Yeah, she's like, you know, I just like to buy food because my brother's homeless and he loves it. And
yeah, okay, so do you think her brother is like a low-key like druggie?
Yeah, I think he likes drugs. But damn, I don't know why you're laughing. But see, this is what the drinks do. But no, he something's up with the brother. They didn't really touch on it, but she ends up getting a bag of food and just giving it to some dudes with a dog behind the fence.
She's gonna make it far, though. We're gonna learn all about she might make it to hometowns, and there's probably gonna be like some sort of sob story. We'll see.
No way.
I can see it.
But she does the beach body fitness in front of a camera, and then no one's filming her. So that kind of leaves us with Ari's limo arrival. He comes up to the house in traditional bachelor fashion, and Chris welcomes him saying, hey, it's never worked for you. Why? And Ari's
which
like,
is kind of rude.
Yeah, it was. He was like, thanks for that. But I mean, it's kind of hard not to just state the obvious when, you know, we have a lot of questions like, why hasn't he fallen in love in the 5 years that he's been off the show?
Yeah, he's cute. I think he's cute. Honestly, I think he's cuter now than he was on Emily's season when they were showing the little bits of that. But like,
which shows you men just get older or better with age.
Yeah, that's kind of almost
fine wine.
Yeah, kind of unfair, but yeah. Okay.
Well, We got the first limo arrival next, and they got the Ari scream right
out
the way.
I love that. That's my favorite part of these shows. It's just that they always got to like gather them on whatever balcony whenever they go to new places or like whatever, and they got to scream stuff like Barcelona, whatever.
Yeah.
It's so like when they're all like, "Ari," you know that they're the producers were all like, "Oh, right." When you pull up,
you think they had the windows open and you could hear it?
They didn't. But you could hear them through it.
That's true. First out the limo is my girl, Caroline. If I had a bracket, that would be my girl.
I should have had her. I'm like really regretting my bracket decisions right now.
I got
now.
A couple reasons why she's my favorite. We'll get to that when we get into like the actual dating or what we call that?
The cocktail party.
Cocktail party, yes.
The cocktail party that literally lasts all night.
Yeah, till the morning.
Till the morning.
She steps out. Will hopefully be off the market. Both be off the market.
I thought it was
she steps on a shoe. Yeah. She forgets to introduce herself like many girls do. And I know, he's like, what's your name?
This season was the first time I've seen so many people like really kind of like be so anxious and like forget their names.
You know what? Maybe it's because they're not as comfortable with him. You know, I feel like with past bachelors or bachelorettes, like, you feel like you know them because they were just on the season before.
Perhaps.
So he might seem more a little bit more intimidating because of his age or the fact that he hasn't been on TV for a while.
Yeah.
Next out the limo is dun-dun-dun, Chelsea. Mm. And she, right off the bat, is mysterious, and she also forgets to say her name. But the funny part, I don't know if you noticed, but every time like the girls would walk into the house after like saying what's up to him, he would have to say something.
And he's always like, wow, they're so pretty. Wow.
Yeah. Like,
wow.
So,
she's so pretty. He said the same stuff.
She's interesting. That's what he said about Chelsea.
Yeah. She's interesting.
Yeah.
But for everybody else, he's like, she's so beautiful. Yeah. Wow. I want to learn. Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you literally just get a parade of beautiful women. Like, stop pretending like you didn't know what this was going to be.
For real. Like, oh my God, she's beautiful.
like, we all know.
Yeah. Kendall was next out the limo and says she was so nervous. This is our taxidermy girl. And he noticed that she seemed nervous. Yeah. I think that kind of plays into how much nerves, like just coming out of that limo. And I don't know. I really am interested in like the process of getting to this point. And it's just like, you know, they would have like scenes of the girls just talking about how this is an incredible like journey right now. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, wow, this is an adventure. I could just imagine just walking out there and thinking that you have the best line ever and it's just coming out like shit.
Yeah, no. And you know, like some of these lines and stuff, like, I mean, because I read this article that was put out in the Chicago Tribune about former contestants that came from the Chicagoland area. Mm-hmm. And like
Chi-town, shout out.
And they were talking about how, you know, a lot of those lines are fed to them. Like some of them like come up with stuff and like discuss with producers and like they kind of tweak it or whatever and that's what they go with. But a lot of this is fed, obviously, like especially with some of these bigger entrances where there's like cars and things and whatever, like, you know, like that's obviously working with the producers. Like these girls might have like some sort of idea and like maybe they do it, but some of this stuff is definitely, you can tell, is fed from the producers. Yeah. And like
they probably regret it afterwards and it sucks.
Because some of them, I think, redo their lines. I remember reading something about how, some of them, like, have had to, like, reshoot it.
Get back in the limo and walk
like,
back
or just,
out.
Yeah, or just, like, do the walk again and, like, do a line again because, like, they messed it up or they didn't like the way that it sounded or it was carried off. And, like, maybe even had, I remember one of them talked about how they had to, like, didn't like the way that the Bachelor reacted to her lines, like made her go back, say a different line so that he would have a better on-camera reaction.
You know, I think that's interesting because I think if I was Ari, a lot of these things I wouldn't know how to react to. He did, I think, a pretty decent job.
He was pretty neutral and pretty like, you know, like nice about it. He had some good hugs.
Mm-hmm. We have Cien next, 27. She brought him elephant cufflinks.
She was the elephant cufflinks girl.
I wonder if he actually did wear it like he said he was going to. He was like, I'm going to put these on right away.
Yeah. Also, like, did she actually buy those and bring those? Or did she, like, that's what I want to know. Like, I really am interested in what goes into making these shows.
I just wonder if he takes those things and throws it in the bush, like, right after they walk in the house. next, we have your girl, Tia. Or the Raven clone.
The Raven, yes. The and little wiener.
Which.
It's like a little wiener whistle.
Yeah.
And not like the cute Oscar Mayer, like, wienermobile ones. It looked like, it's a, like little, a little
wiener whistle. Like, it looked like a little.
Yeah, get it? It looked like a little. It's probably comes like in something that you could buy for like bachelorette parties and stuff. It was like a little.
One of those like penis straws.
Yeah, a little dick.
We'll get into the dicks later. But she says to him, please don't tell me you don't already have a little wiener.
This was
one of the reactions that I thought were like,
it kind of fell flat, yeah, honestly.
Well, because he's like, what he says, he's like, I do not have this. That's what he says.
Yeah, and he kind of.
What a funny thing to say.
Because he was like, do I like admit to, but like, he doesn't say,
I don't have this. He's like, I do not have this.
Like, he's like, how do I play this? Do I make it sound like I'm talking about my dick?
Well, like, it's like he doesn't want to like overplay. Like,
or do I just like make it sound like I'm like just, you know, being cool about it?
Well, I mean, if the bachelor was picked off a dick size, that'd be weird. But it's just weird the way he reacted about it. The way he reacted about it almost seemed like he didn't want to lie to her. Like, he was like, I do not have this little wiener whistle. Yeah. So it was very politically correct.
I feel like, poor guy.
Yeah. Well, he got through it as smooth as he could. Next up, we have Bibiana.
Bibiana
which
is
a fun name to say.
I feel like Bibiana's going to be a dark horse.
You think so? I mean, she has some big fake boobies, but yeah. I don't know. She's kind of not. Like,
she's kind of, I kind of like her because she's not as conventionally beautiful as like everybody else on the
season.
She's
pretty.
She's pretty. I'm not saying that she's not. They all are, but mm-hmm. she's not like, a lot of these girls already look like the Instagram hoes that they're going to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she doesn't look like a typical Instagram hoe.
And she does have some, they did give her camera time where she's like saying some like one liners and stuff.
Yeah. She seems funny and real. She seems kind of like the Alexis. Mm-hmm. You
okay.
know?
Yeah.
Of the show, so I feel like she's gonna last for a little while, and then she's gonna be kicked off because like they don't have like actual chemistry.
Prediction:
chemistry.
She's kicked off because like I just feel like me and you are just
like friends. Yeah, yeah, that's kind of the vibe I'm already getting for her.
Sure, for sure.
They'll for sure make out because it's The Bachelor, and you make out with everybody.
Yeah, she's. I mean, damn.
That's honestly, I would love to be the Bachelorette.
Well, I'm the future Bachelor, so I'm first. Next up, why don't you introduce your girl on your bracket?
wait, who am I introducing?
After Bibiana is Brie.
Oh, Brie. Okay. Brie, she honestly looks as you would picture, you know, a 25-year-old sports reporter to look. She look, except I, you know, think about the sideline girls that are always blonde. Mm-hmm. They're almost always blonde.
What made you think that she was going to go far?
Because she's really pretty. And I don't know, she just seemed like, I thought from like just reading stuff about her, I thought she was going to have the personality type that would get her far, but
I mean, sports, racing,
yeah,
softball.
I felt like she was, and I thought she was going to be more charismatic. Like, I feel like usually those like, you know, sidelines girls or sports reporter girls and stuff like that, they always are interesting to me. Like, a lot of times I'm like, it's just the prettiest girl they could find. But mm-hmm. a lot of times, like, you know, like, they know their shit. Like, especially the ones that are on, like, more of those, like, kind
You're
of like
right.
breakdown shows.
Those are the things I do notice in sports. The pretty girls that
yeah.
talk things I don't know about.
There you go.
So, Brie walks out of the limo and straight up chucks a softball at him and says, think fast. And he catches it. I was like, damn, if he didn't
Bless
catch
you.
That, it was going right in his nuts. He was, like, real low. But she, like, because you know those softball pitches is, like, the
yeah.
underhand. She did one of those. Another thing I noticed is that was a dirty ass softball. Like, she'd been throwing it around or something. It wasn't like a brand new softball.
Do you think that's like a metaphor for something?
No. I just wonder if it was like, it meant something
sounded,
to her.
That
or
sounded like a sexual innuendo.
No,
the
not
way
at
you
all.
Said it.
Not everything. No, but straight up, I was just, I looked at it. I noticed it was a dirty green softball. And
yeah,
I was like,
well,
that's
you noticed that. I didn't even notice.
Yeah, like, she maybe practiced throwing it a couple times.
Yeah,
or
I had her going pretty. I think I had her in like top two of my bracket, which is really going to fuck it up. But
well,
whatever.
We'll get to the end of it later and see what happens. To her. Next up, we have Jenny, 25, graphic designer from Chicago.
Hey, my girl.
Chi-town.
She looks cute. I have like nothing against her.
I didn't have any notes about her. What was
she later on, like in the cocktail party part, she like brings out like, you know, some sort of like drawings. She
That's
did the
right.
drawing of him, which was actually really good.
Yeah, I did remember saying like her drawing was really good.
Like, so
we'll keep it moving. No offense, Chi-town, but
oh.
we got Brittany. Is it Brittany or it's did I spell
Brittany.
That wrong?
No, it's Brittany. It's spelled B-R-I-T-T-A-N-E.
Oh, okay.
Brittany.
Brittany J. So a lot of these names, you're going to hear multiple names, but they're actually all spelled really crazy. They just put the last name or the first letter of the last name just to kind of differentiate over podcasts for people like us. But we had a marketing manager from Los Angeles, California, and oh yeah, she's the one that's like
the bumper sticker.
Well, what is, how does she?
She's all like, I know you're not supposed to put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari, but and then like puts the nice.
What about a bumper sticker on an Ari?
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, I don't have like a nice or a big butt, and she's like, no, but it's nice, it looks good.
And I couldn't really tell. I was really trying to like, I'm a butt gal, so I was like really trying to like determine, and I don't know.
Well, I'm a Ari guy because I don't really got a butt, but
I feel like his butt wasn't like flat, but it also wasn't like, I don't know.
It's kind of crazy though, talking about guys with butts.
I love a good little booty. Is that right?
Does it really matter to a girl?
Some girls, yeah.
Some girls, I feel like girls always talk about butts on guys. They don't talk about mine, though.
Well, anyway. Sad.
Anyways, we got Jacqueline. Jacqueline, 26, research coordinator from New York, New York. She said something interesting. She said, we're all here to impress you, so you just have to stand there and look pretty.
Which you're succeeding at or something like that was like her next line.
Do you think she was like, it was like a joke or something like that? Because it felt really weird.
I think she was just trying to be like the normal girl, you know? Mm-hmm. I think she was just trying to be like, you know, like, because she's
this
like,
just felt very subservient.
Because like, she was like, you, like, she's like, are you nervous? And he's like, are you blah, blah, blah. And like, she's like, you shouldn't be nervous. Like, we're the ones who are nervous. Like, whatever.
She actually reminded me of, what's her name? That married Tanner.
What?
The one that married Tanner on.
Jade.
She reminds me of her for some
really?
Reason. Yeah.
Oh, kind of like same dead eye look.
Yeah. Damn, didn't want to go there, but V no, brought
like,
it there.
It's just like they have like the big kind of like doe eyes. It's like,
I feel you. You know? No offense, does. We got Crystal walking out the limo. Walks
they
out in
stopped.
A nice red dress.
I noticed this. They like stopped the music. Like, you know, they had this is like they had like kind of a quick couple of people, and like they had the kind of different music. They like
they kind
slowed the music
down
and stopped. For her,
she did this like crazy like brush down of her dress and
it
stuff
was
like
damn
that.
Girl.
And she definitely looked a lot better than she did in that intro earlier.
Yeah.
And she's the one that is the body fitness girl on the beach and stuff. So she walks out the limo and she does like a breathing exercise with Ari. And when I honestly think like it's weird because like when she walked away, he was like, wow, I really needed that. Like, I kind of felt like I needed that as a viewer. I was like, damn, I kind of need
to. And that's like purposely why I think they like slow down. They like slowed her stuff down because they did like, you know, the quick succession. Like, I feel like when I watch the show, I really watch like how they're producing it.
What do you think about her? What do you think her future is going to be on the show?
I feel like right now, I mean, like, I felt like their discussion was like kind of deeper than I would have expected because like from the way she talks.
Speaking of the way she talks, I've kind of put my thumb on like what I feel like she's kind of going for. It feels like a Marilyn Monroe type
of
like.
She's trying to be
Mr. President.
She's trying to be breathy, but also like calm. Because like, I mean, like I get it when you're, you know, being a fitness coach like via videos and stuff. You want to seem, you know, you don't want to seem like barking. Mm-hmm. So she's like trying to be like, okay, and this is what you do next.
Exactly.
You've got it.
We're going to kind of skip over Valerie 25 server Nashville, Tennessee. If I didn't if I didn't write notes on you, you didn't do anything interesting.
I don't know. And like when I was looking at her pictures, her hair looks like more brunette-y with like the red tones. But like in the show,
was this the one in the yellow dress?
First of all, dress is bad. And her hair is like this, like kind of like vibrant, like that maroony, reddy purple kind of look. That was big maybe a couple years ago. So she's got that and she's got this crazy yellow dress on. He like makes her like, oh, let me see this dress. And, like, I was like, first of all, this yellow does no favors for her skin tone nor her hair.
Get him.
I know. kind of.
Oh, man.
But I don't know.
Veronica's off the leash, y'all.
No.
All right. So we got Chelsea coming in, all the beautiful girls. And this is where we start
This is my quote of the one of my quotes of the nights for her.
Yeah. What does she say?
I'm concerned because he has so many girls to choose from. I'm like, you do know what show you're on.
Yeah,
like, don't
they
you
just
understand?
Keep adding the amount of girls to every episode.
Don't you know? Like, don't you know how this is how it works?
But this is the beginning of, like, where she starts kind of with the one-liners. Like, she's, like, kind of
known for the one-liners. Aren't, like, fun one-liners. They're bitchy one-liners.
Which makes her the great villain.
Yeah.
You know, this one that she started off with was, let's just say the hair is down and the boobs are out.
And then, of course, they, like, pan to, like, Caroline, because Caroline had that, like, deep V.
Caroline!
Yeah, you're a Caroline lover. Yeah, and she was looking fine. I was, like, feeling it. I was like,
I didn't see that in the intro. And then she came out in that dress. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
So next up is another one of my favorites. It's Becca M. Comes in riding in that red old school 65 Mustang convertible. And she drops a line that impresses a lot of the girls.
I love it. Yeah.
She goes, I may be young, but I can still appreciate something classic.
Ugh. Ooh. I loved that.
It was pretty smooth. I'm not gonna lie.
I know. And I love a good Mustang. I'm a car girl. I loved that car.
And Ari seemed like he really liked her. Like, mm-hmm. You know.
She looked like a little pixie. And I think a lot of guys are looking for that a lot of times. They're looking for their manic pixie dream girl. And, like, I think she's kind of like, you know, that quirky, fun, exciting, different.
I feel you. She's like the kind of girl that you see and you're like, damn, I didn't know I was
into
this.
That. Yeah. Oh, the amount of times I've gotten guys that are like, damn, I didn't know I was into short hair. And I feel like that's kind of what she embodies. She's like, damn, I didn't know that I would be into this young pixie looking thing.
All right. Well, while we're on the thing of short hair, Veronica, how long have you had the short hair look?
I've had short hair for like,
I like the way you say it. I've had like short hair for like
6 years now.
So what was like the longest it's been?
Oh, I mean, before I cut it, it was like about to like right to the tops of like my boobs a bit. And then when it was in, I donated it then. And then back when I was like in middle school, it was long. It was probably like to like covering my boobs almost. Mm-hmm. And I cut off like 11 inches then, and I had like a little bob, but yeah.
So is it easier or harder to have short hair?
I think it's easier, but not all hair types. Like, I mean, I don't do a lot. Like, I just shower, comb it.
Sounds like
hangs
me.
Hangs out, yeah.
It sounds like I probably have more hair issues than you.
Yeah, probably. So you probably just like are a little bit more vain than me when it comes to your hair.
I'm a big hair guy.
Yeah.
So she comes out, you know, the girls are all impressed, and this is another Chelsea line where she's like, that cherry red looks better on your lips, bitch.
Yeah. I was like, damn, this is brutal. Like,
yeah, for a mom, she's kind of like coming out with like the gloves off. And I'm like,
I know.
What? And she also says something like, no, she's not burning that rubber. So it's like, she's like really going in with the hard carb digs. I'm like, whoa, where is she? Like, did she come in prepared with all these? No. I think she has. And then we got Jenna, 28, from North Carolina, social media manager.
She seems like a lot.
Say the least.
But she's got the
way, like, you just said it. If you just seen Veronica's face, like, she seems like a lot, period, space, pause. No, yeah, that's
But she's later got like
on
these really pretty eyes. I like want to know what fake eyelashes she uses, because
I think
like
she's
they're
really
crazy.
Pretty. She does have these eyebrows that are real arched.
And they're darker because she's got blonde hair. She's one of the many, you know, everybody in these shows has the same perfectly, like, you know, balayage, blonde, wavy hair.
For sure.
It all looks the same. It makes it very hard when you're creating a bracket like I do to be like, wait, which one is this?
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, I feel like, which blonde girl is going to be the winner? Or is he going to really go to a different way and pick a brown haired girl, or even like way different and pick a woman of color? Mm. Crazy.
Hey, man, 2018. Happy New Year.
Yeah, amen.
So pretty much she talked a lot with her hands. She was very like, you know.
She was, yeah. And she's younger too. I mean, like, not super young, but like she seems younger than like she is. And I don't know. She just seems like, I don't know, she just seems like she might have like chugged like a couple of 5-hour energies and then like hopped in that limo and was like, let's go.
No, for real. Or yeah, for sure. She's on something. We got Jessica, 26, TV host for Santa Monica. She gives him a gratitude rock. Later on, she does some awkward stuff with like, you know, putting him. I feel like, you know, I've lost my dad. I just feel like if I were to ever be on the show, I just couldn't imagine like, I hate when people use their kids or a death or like, you know, that or type whatever. Of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what does that have to do with
what
you?
What does that have to, and it's like,
it's almost like you feel sorry for me, keep me around at least for the first week. They have to get it out in the first second. Like,
and like, my thing is like, that's not like, how does, that doesn't build chemistry. That just makes, like, stop looking for pity. I feel like a lot of these, usually women or even a lot of men on the, when they are on The Bachelorette, they try to use like some of this stuff for pity to like in place of like actual feelings.
Yeah. I think done well, because you have to kind of, I mean, you can't ignore that. That's a part of you.
Yeah. Of course.
A person
I
think that did it really well was Dean in the last season.
Dean.
I think the way he
kind of. I love Dean, even when he was a freaking jerk on Bachelor.
It almost
Paradise.
Seemed like he didn't want to talk about it, but he had to talk about it if they wanted to get like, to that next level.
Exactly.
You know?
And I felt like, I felt like that was handled well. They really kind of worked together decently, though. Like, I felt like there's a kind of a point where Rachel pushed a little too hard for him
for
to
sure.
say some stuff and like kind of like had.
We'll see what happens with her and how her tactics worked. And finally, in this like round of limos, we got Becca K. And I would just say she's notable just for the fact that she made him get down on his left knee, gave him a ring box, and pretty much said, "Are you ready to do the damn thing?"
Yeah. And his and this was the first person probably that didn't get a "Wow, she's so pretty." Or, like, "Wow, she's interesting." He was like, "Wow, that's never happened."
That was a first.
Yeah.
yeah. So then we got more limo arrivals, and what comes next?
The Lauren limo. I thought it was hilarious that the producers were like, "Let's put all the Laurens in one limo," because like, I mean, they could have easily just edited together.
As hilarious as it was, what do you think the tactic of like having the one black Lauren be last? Like, it kind of feel it felt like
it did feel kind of weird.
It was weird. I don't know.
It kind of felt weird to me.
Yeah, because she was, and the way she kind of said, she's like, "I'm Lauren. I already know you met another Lauren."
Yeah,
like,
with, you know, and I know you met like all the white Laurens that look.
It almost seemed
the
like
same.
They were like, "No, this is gonna be great for the show," and she was definitely not feeling like coming out that shit. So it was like, we got Lauren S, we got Lauren J, we got Lauren B, we got Lauren G, and they all like they really played that up in the house when the girls were like, "Wait, another Lauren?" Like. Like, that's the real life. Like, I walk into work, there's four Laurens. Like,
yeah, I know. I'm like, you're all some basic women. Like, don't you know? Like, don't you know there's going to be, there's multiple Britneys, different spellings, multiple Beccas, different spellings. Like, okay, there's only so many ways you could spell Lauren.
And then Chelsea comes in with another joke. She goes, "Four Laurens walk into a room. It's the ending to a terrible joke and no one gets chosen." Bitch, no
I know.
Offense.
I was like,
but she.
They really,
and that's the beginning of a joke. Four Laurens walk into a room is the beginning of a joke.
I felt like this episode, they were really trying to push the Chelsea agenda, and they were really trying to like be like, okay.
You're right. I feel like they told her like, "Yo, you could be like the star, like villain of the show."
Yeah,
but you have like, also what it takes to get through that and be like picked. So they, I think the producers, they
I think
get
they're
in
trying
head.
To make her seem almost like a Nick kind of character. Mm. But I just don't think she doesn't have the personality. She's just kind of bland. Like, her only personality is being a bitch. And, like, that doesn't...
It has worked in the past, though. We got Brittany T up next. She tries to say "you're handsome" in Dutch, completely jacks it all up.
But she comes back later, and she's the one who has...
She got the first kiss.
Yeah, she did. And because she had the little cars, and they did the little race.
And, yeah, they bet on a kiss, and he pretty much won. I thought it was unfair anyways. Like, he was going to win with that bigger car.
He had the bigger car, the better, battery in it. And whatever, he, like, helped. Like, I'm not one. I don't like people letting me win. I'm like, don't give me a pity win. But, I mean, all for the better of the show and for more making out, I guess, right?
For the sake of time, Veronica, because we're kind of running a little long, there's a lot of girls to get through. I'm going to kind of go over... kind of like the most notable stuff.
Let's do it.
Really, last but not least, we got Annalise, who comes out in a mask as the kissing bandit with a bag of stolen kisses, and she doesn't reveal herself until later on in the show. And then we got Mikkel back up, and she comes in car. And that's right after Becca M is bragging about her coming in 65 cherry red Mustang.
Yeah.
Chelsea's of course hating.
Chelsea is a hater.
Yeah, that pretty much wraps up 29 girls?
29, which I thought was weird. Were they supposed to have 30 and maybe a girl dropped out last minute?
Maybe. It's very possible. So then the date portion of the night begins, and I'm going to kind of cruise through this so we can get to kind of like the rose ceremony part.
Yeah.
So
I mean, because we talked a lot about
like it's hard not to like introduce them and not talk about like the like crazy
where
shit
they were.
Did,
yeah. What they were doing.
So pretty much Ari asked Chris for some advice. He goes, just get ready for the night of your life. And I try to put myself in that position, and it is kind of like a night where you will get to just like meet 30 girls that are just pouncing on you, which is like crazy.
Yeah, turn up.
Yeah. And also Ari makes this mistake of like starting to speak and to say a speech, and then producers off camera are like, oh, he forgot to grab his drink, because like they have to like, all right, well, cheers.
Yeah,
at the
they
end
have
of
to
it.
Do the. I thought
so
it
he's
was
like,
funny.
Look, I'm already messing up. Yeah,
yeah, I thought it was a little bit looser, but yeah. It didn't seem as perfect as
no,
past seasons.
But
and stuff.
I kind of felt it. Chelsea goes in for the kill and grabs Ari first. Very Olivia move.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then she goes back and like tries to take more time.
Mm-hmm. Later on, she goes back because she notices and hears people like Brittany kissing him and stuff like that, and she cannot handle it.
And she makes out with him.
She goes, I didn't get that chance. So she gets interrupted by Mikkel very pretty rudely, I would say. Like she had like full on bitch face when she came up, and she was like waving her hair. She's like, hey, can I get a minute? She's like, and that was the one shining moment for Chelsea where she's like, you deserve to get to know all these girls. And that's, I kind of took
that. And then
that
it
away.
Went downhill from there in my book.
Well, yeah. But then Mikkel used her time to take selfies and all this weird
she's
stuff.
She's taking
and she,
a photo. She's a photographer.
Yeah, but she
that's
honestly.
That's how she gets to know people.
She admitted she didn't remember what she's even talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Jacqueline, the one I said reminds me of Jade, asked him a bunch of questions and said a word that I didn't even know was a word. She says, I'm sorry if I'm therapizing you.
I don't know if that is a word.
Well, I typed it in Word document, and it autocorrected my S to a Z, and now it doesn't have one of those crazy red ziggles under it.
So there you go. Then
and
then
ziggle
know
might
it
not
has,
be a word
then
either.
Then you know so. It has to be a word.
So pretty much we got Nisha asking the girls if they've ever been in interracial
yeah, okay,
relationships.
This was like one of my favorite moments of the episode is that they had, you know, a lot of the women of color together, and they're like, have you ever dated interracially? And I thought that was so cool to see that, because I mean, like, obviously in Rachel's season they touched on that, things like that and like whatever, but you could tell Rachel's kind of the kind of girl that typically dates white dudes.
Yeah, true.
But
Lauren G admits she's never had a successful relationship with a white guy, but is very hopeful for RV to change that.
Yeah.
We talked about Brittany taking him out for the Power Wheels race. Like, did she bring that as her like luggage or something?
That's how you know it's
but it works. She gets a kiss, and she can be the first to brag about it. Let's see. She thinks his lips are like clouds and pillows.
Fucking.
I've been
softest
told the same
way.
Thing too.
Oh, okay. Calm down over there. All right, sir.
Sorry. I've never been told that. But let's see. Chelsea cannot stand it. She says she doesn't get the chance. So immediately she's like, I might be one of the girls that goes and interrupts one of these girls, just like she got interrupted by Mikkel earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a scene of Kendall playing him the damn ukulele and banging her nails on that thing.
I'm going to notice that for the rest of the season.
I know. I think I might have brought it to
me.
People's attention.
You've ruined me.
That might would be what brings this future Bachelor podcast to the top is this whole observation
everybody's
of the
gonna
nails.
Be like, yeah.
They're like, damn, I didn't know about that until the future Bachelor podcast. And then comes my girl, Caroline. She brings him out some pizza, and I right there, that would have been
that,
the first impression
honestly,
rose.
Honestly, she'd win my heart. She'd win my heart. Like, give me some za.
Yeah, it's oh. I got this bad Saturday Night Live skit that I was thinking about. Like, they're like, za is lasagna. It's a new season. You'd have to see it.
Oh.
Shout out to my people that know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Lauren G has already closed his eyes, and guess what fruit she puts in his mouth, and what was it?
It was pineapple.
And then what does she say? She goes, that's my safe word.
Yeah, and like,
if you ever watched 50 Shades of Grey, that's probably what she's talking
about. But like, also like, pineapple is like,
but a safe word for what?
No, but do you know? You know.
Well, I know.
You
I know.
Pineapple.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't know. Apparently, pineapple goes right through you. So,
hey.
Shout out to my people that know what we're talking about there too. This might be podcast, or we might have to have like an after podcast for this one. But like, then we got
podcast at night, yeah. Like after dark.
Is it Jenna or Jenny that's the one washing his feet and rubbing?
That's Jenna.
Jenna or Jenny?
Jenna.
Jenna. Okay. Yeah, so she, and he makes comments about her being like all over the place.
She is.
Yeah, she's literally up, down, talking about, and you know, editing is a huge part of the show. We know that.
But we all know that. But
she, like, us working inside of like, you know, a media company media, and stuff like yeah. that, you kind of know how like social media works and what you have to do. But her explanation of it was kind of crazy. She's like,
I didn't even get like,
she's like, you're cool, but I make you look cooler.
Like, you know? I was like, do you work for a firm? Do you represent multiple brands? Do you,
it could be anything in the world we live in now.
A singular, like, I couldn't tell.
Apparently, she gets a lot of free food and ice cream.
Good for her. Yeah. I mean, I love that shit.
I mean, I might pick her just for that. But no, Caroline's still my girl with the za. So pretty much, Annalise finally takes off her mask and she looks exactly the way we probably thought she was going to look.
Yeah, she looks the same.
But I do think she's going to go far. She's pretty, I think.
And they had a really good, I'm like a conversationalist, so... Mm. Even like when I go on dates with people, whatever, if the conversation isn't good, like you're not going
to. I thought it was interesting that he was like trying to see if like she had a nickname for Annalise. She was like, nope, Annalise, because I love it. And I'm not a nickname type of girl. Are you kissing bandit? And he's like, I didn't coin that phrase. Yeah. And, you know, the conversation goes on to there. Another interesting part of the conversation was he was like, well, it's not all about physical and, you know, all that type of like stuff. And she's like, well, in my last relationship, I kind of lacked that. So it is kind of important to me, which probably like I would have been like, OK, I mean, I was trying to say something I thought you would have liked, but I like that better. So, you know, I think he really dug her. So there was a lot of instances where you know, these girls really thought that they were going to be the ones for the first impression rose. And there was a lot of good contenders, I think.
I don't think Chelsea deserved it.
Well, she did go in for that second time and went in.
She just forced that make out. And like,
and she used tongue.
Yeah. Which I'm saying, like, he's the type he's into it. Yeah. Like, I too would want to be making out with as many people as I could.
And if it was this podcast or the other one, I wanted to get back to the point of, I think in this makeout session, he really tried to live up to the RE.
Yeah.
You know, he grabbed her face, did the whole, like, you know, what he was known for.
It seemed like he was trying too hard. It seemed like she was trying too hard. When they pulled away, she like kind of wiped her mouth. And to me, that's not a good sign.
Regardless, I could tell he was really into it. He probably really needed it after all that stuff. Like, the girls weren't as physical as they could have been, I think. Like,
I know, but it's always the first night.
Yeah, but you know, as far as like a guy goes, like he would probably, you know, I was pretty surprised how open he was with kissing Brittany. Like he went right in for that. And like, you know how important that first kiss is. Like he was just like ready.
Yeah.
So that's kind
of
how
he's definitely kind of a fit, but not like how like Nick was put up to be. So like, oh, he's so into physical stuff.
Right. You're right.
Like, I feel like he's like physical, but like more passionate.
Okay. Well, we get into the first impression rose and the girls get really nervous and it ends up being Chelsea who gets picked.
Which I
it was really awkward the way he picked it up off the table and just like didn't look at the rest of the bitches. And he was just like, walked right past them and like, whoa, that wasn't me. And then you got Becca M like running up, like as young as she is. Is like, let's go see like Santa at like Christmas or something. You know, she's like the first one, like, I want to see who's gonna pick, and he ends up picking Chelsea.
Yeah, Becca's like interesting, like when you watch it, she's like kind of going in between all the different like little cliques of girls. Like, I feel like she, which I feel like might turn against her.
Well, I do think she's smarter than I think she's smart. I think she's really smart. I think she knows how to play the game. She sounds like way more mature than she, obviously her age.
Yeah, we don't know her age. I'm really nervous to figure that out.
I'm going to let you take it from here as far as like the rose ceremony.
So the rose ceremony. So first we have, he calls Becca K, not the short haired one, the other one, which I thought interesting first pick, because I feel like we didn't get a lot of time with her. Marique gets chosen second. Mm. I mean, I feel like she got more airtime introducing herself than she did talking with him. So
yeah, I don't know how far she's going to make it.
Yeah, but they got to keep that little bit of spice around.
Exactly.
And then Kendall is third. So he definitely wants to learn more about her, because I want to learn more about her. There has to be more than her like coined.
And they didn't get into her taxidermy stuff there.
Lauren G was next. Then Crystal. Then our girl, Becca M, kind of, you know, beginning.
Throwing her in the middle a little bit there.
Yeah. Lauren S, one of the blonde ones. Mm-hmm. Cien was thrown in there. I'm interested about her. I don't really know much about her. Caroline, your girl,
hey,
was next. Then we had Brittany T, who I think is going to go farther than either of us would think.
I don't think she's going to go that
far. Bibiana was next. She was freaking out. Like, her little, she's like, if I don't get cool, blah, blah, blah. And she was like halfway through, like, bitch, calm down. And then Annalise is after her, mm-hmm. the Kissing Bandit girl. Then Jenna, our crazy all over the place social media manager.
Still in the game.
Then Valerie, who was just poorly dressed. Jacqueline is after her. Then Jenny. Jenny thing is going to get confusing.
Yeah, sorry.
Lauren B was after. And then Ashley, which I don't even remember her. And then Tia, which I feel like putting her closer to the end is like just showing that we're going to get more of her. She's going to last a while. She's True. Got that personality. And then last but not least is Mikkel.
Which I say was kind of like a weird thing for her to be like, God, why did you do that to me?
Yeah.
It almost but made it was like real. All the yeah, but it almost seemed like you're like left me with these like hood rats or something like that, like with this scum.
So the people and, who go,
which I think, which is telling, I think she's gonna end up being like their true villain in the next couple of episodes.
Ooh, maybe
the whole or her and Chelsea are gonna go.
Yeah,
head-to-head.
Her Mikkel, Raquel, remember from Nick's season?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there might be a thing there.
Oh.
But
overall, what'd you think about this first episode?
I mean, I don't love the intro episodes of this season. Mm-hmm. Like, I a lot of times don't like watching them just because it feels like so forced, so planned, whatever. And I feel like I don't truly learn a lot about them. And I feel like it's more whatever. I like actually seeing how they react in dates or they react with like the other girls as stuff goes on. I feel like the first one is just like,
what were the previews kind of showing?
The previews, my favorite, I have a favorite line from the preview, and it's from Chelsea, my least favorite. She's like, I'm not a bitch, I'm a mother.
I'm not a bitch, I'm a mother.
And which just like goes across like how she keeps pushing how she's a mom, like that's her like reasoning for everything.
But it does make being a mom make you a bitch? Is that what she's trying to say?
I don't know. I think she's just trying to say that like she's trying to do what's best for her son, and that's like her reasoning for everything. Like, I'm going to go interrupt somebody because this is what's going to be best for my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, this is like, you can't apply that to everything, girlfriend.
Yeah.
But I don't know, and it showed a bunch of crying, like as every preview does. It has to show a bunch of people crying and be like,
I didn't get too much from those previews though.
I don't know what to do. And then it showed a lot with something like some sort of breakdown with Becca M, with them being all like talking about like her age.
And someone's boyfriend comes back.
Somebody's boyfriend comes like at the end of the season, I think. It looked like it was like at the end.
You think it's the end? Because I think it's gonna be, I don't know, I think we were talking about the rumor of Mikkel having been married before,
which sounds crazy because she's super young.
Yeah, 23. That's a prediction. But it could be anybody. Like, judging by last season, we couldn't have told like who, you know, was gonna be the one that had a girlfriend or boyfriend running the game for them. So that pretty much wraps up episode one of not only The Bachelor but The Future Bachelor. You know, I hope we did a pretty good job of kind of recapping it. This is you know, one of those episodes where we kind of have to dive a little deeper into the characters coming in. As weeks go on, we can kind of like the girls.
That's
get
why I
eliminated.
Hate the first episode. It's just so, it's too much. It's mm-hmm. hard to keep track.
No, I mean, I.
It's like that new Marvel movie that's going to come out. That's going to have way too many characters, and you're going like to have a hard time keeping track.
The Avengers, you're like, damn, how many heroes are there? So pretty much, I am excited about seeing what this season has. It's definitely interesting than anything I've seen in past Bachelor shows and stuff like that.
I'm excited to get drunk on Monday nights and critique these women.
Yeah, so, we're going to continue
feminism
with the next episode. Episode two is coming up on Monday, and you know, like we said, we're going to drop, I think, all episode zero, episode one, episode two, all at the same time, so you can kind of binge watch them.
Do a little bit of binging.
Yeah, a little Netflix and chill or whatever
it is. Yeah, who knows?
But pretty much, I want you all to make sure that you are hitting us up wherever we're located on Facebook, Instagram. Hit them with our Instagram. Mine's That Fly Kid on Instagram.
I'm Veronicanda _18.
Hey. You can also find us at The Future Bachelor on Instagram. And, you know, make sure you're subscribing to us on Apple iTunes.
Wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, but especially Apple iTunes. It helps us get up there under ranks and stuff. Leave a review.
Tell us how much you love us. Give us some stars, yeah?
Yeah, and the second you start leaving those reviews, we're going to start leaving shout-outs for everybody. Because
we love you.
We do love you, and you're part of our family. Help us get to me being the future Bachelor one day, or at least the future Chris Harrison.
Yeah, amen.
Or what was I saying? Also the future bartender.
Yeah, Wells.
Wells, hell yeah. I could see myself being the future Wells.
The brown version of Wells.
Brown Wells. That might be the next podcast we do. Future Wells.
Future Wells.
But thank you guys so much for listening. I'm enjoying doing this with you, Veronica. Aww. I think you're a really perfect person to be doing this Bachelor podcast.
Sigh. It's an honor.
Thanks. So catch us here next week with episode 2 of The Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And we'll see you later. Deuces.
Bye.
Peace. Bye. Ha ha ha.